בחינות הבגרות באנגלית לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה' מודיול E, מועד ב' תשע"ט. שלום רב, היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית, ובעוד רגע יושמע הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. יש להאזין לקטע בשתי ההשמעות האלה. Hello students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be broadcast twice. And now, the first broadcast. Ve'ata ha'hashma ha'rishona. Good morning, listeners. This is Mike Dale welcoming you to our program, A Good Read. With me today is Sally Barnes, our book critic, who's here to tell us about some new books she's especially enjoyed. Hi, Sally. What have you got for us today?
Hi, Mike. Today, I've brought with me three books that are all on the same subject.
Yes, I can see. All of them have pictures of the moon on the front cover.
That's right, Mike. These books, and many others, were published this year because in 1969, exactly 50 years ago, humans walked on the moon for the first time. The books are about this amazing achievement. When two American astronauts, Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong, landed on the moon and then walked around for over 2 hours before returning to Earth. I remember it so well.
You remember it?
Yes. I was a kid then. My friends and I watched it together on television. It was unbelievable. Here were these astronauts stepping onto the moon right before our eyes. We watched their every move for the whole 2 hours they were there.
That sounds amazing. I wish I had seen it when it actually happened.
Yes, I was lucky. But the books published this year can give everyone an idea of the excitement we all felt.
So which one are you going to talk about first?
Let's start with Journey to the Moon. It has fantastic photos the astronauts took on the moon. Some show the surface of the moon, and there are also photos that the two astronauts took of each other as they walked around collecting rocks for scientists on Earth to examine.
I'm sure all the books that were published about the trip have great photos.
Yes, they do. But some of them also contain very interesting information. For example, look at this second book I've brought. It's called The Men on the Moon. And it focuses on the astronauts, Aldrin and Armstrong. The first two chapters are about their lives when they were growing up. For example, what hobbies they had, and their favorite subjects at school. The last chapter contains interviews they gave after coming back to Earth. Fascinating stuff.
Is this your favorite book?
I enjoyed it. The interviews there really give you a feeling of what it's like to be an astronaut. But I think my favorite book is the third one, called Team Moon. It's a very unusual book. Unlike the other two, it does not focus on the astronauts or what they did on their space trip. Instead, it looks at some of the people who made the trip possible, from the engineers and scientists who designed and tested the new technology, to the cooks who prepared the food that the astronauts ate. The book has wonderful interviews with many of them, including, for example, the woman who made the special spacesuits that the astronauts wore.
Well, I'm looking forward to reading all these books. And you, listeners, don't forget to look for the many books celebrating 50 years since men first stepped on the moon. Happy reading, and goodbye. זו הייתה ההשמעה הראשונה. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ואתה ההשמעה השנייה. Good morning, listeners. This is Mike Dale welcoming you to our program, A Good Read. With me today is Sally Barnes, our book critic, who's here to tell us about some new books she's especially enjoyed. Hi, Sally. What have you got for us today?
Hi, Mike. Today, I've brought with me three books that are all on the same subject.
Yes, I can see. All of them have pictures of the moon on the front cover.
That's right, Mike. These books, and many others, were published this year because in 1969, exactly 50 years ago, humans walked on the moon for the first time. The books are about this amazing achievement. When two American astronauts, Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong, landed on the moon and then walked around for over 2 hours before returning to Earth. I remember it so well.
You remember it?
Yes. I was a kid then. My friends and I watched it together on television. It was unbelievable. Here were these astronauts stepping onto the moon right before our eyes. We watched their every move for the whole 2 hours they were there.
That sounds amazing. I wish I had seen it when it actually happened.
Yes, I was lucky. But the books published this year can give everyone an idea of the excitement we all felt.
So which one are you going to talk about first?
Let's start with Journey to the Moon. It has fantastic photos the astronauts took on the moon. Some show the surface of the moon, and there are also photos that the two astronauts took of each other as they walked around collecting rocks for scientists on Earth to examine.
I'm sure all the books that were published about the trip have great photos.
Yes, they do. But some of them also contain very interesting information. For example, look at this second book I've brought. It's called The Men on the Moon, and it focuses on the astronauts, Aldrin and Armstrong. The first two chapters are about their lives when they were growing up. For example, what hobbies they had, and their favorite subjects at school. The last chapter contains interviews they gave after coming back to Earth. Fascinating stuff.
Is this your favorite book?
I enjoyed it. The interviews there really give you a feeling of what it's like to be an astronaut. But I think my favorite book is the third one, called Team Moon. It's a very unusual book. Unlike the other two, it does not focus on the astronauts or what they did on their space trip. Instead, it looks at some of the people who made the trip possible, from the engineers and scientists who designed and tested the new technology, to the cooks who prepared the food that the astronauts ate. The book has wonderful interviews with many of them, including, for example, the woman who made the special spacesuits that the astronauts wore.
Well, I'm looking forward to reading all these books. And you, listeners, don't forget to look for the many books celebrating 50 years since men first stepped on the moon. Happy reading, and goodbye. זו הייתה ההשמעה השנייה. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך מאחל לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.